Growing up, my brother and I used to joke around that the true meaning of Easter was embedded here in the gospel message. The community of the disciple, the apostle John, were the ones who wrote down the gospel. And they pointed out, they had to make sure that the beloved disciple, who was John, made it to the tomb before Peter. And so my brother and I, when we were growing up, we used to always say, the real true meaning of Easter is that John is faster than Peter. Why else would they bother to write it down? And so it always would make us wonder, why was it so important that the community of John's disciples, that they wrote down, they put it in writing that John made it to the tomb before Peter? And we always used to think about why that was so significant. And then one day we went to an Astros game, and they were running wind sprints before the game, and the big wide first baseman was beating the shortstop in wind sprints over and over again. We said, that must be what it was. John wanted to point out to the whole world, hey, look, I'm faster than Peter. But that's not really the meaning of the gospel story. The meaning is why they were running. What was going on in their lives that they wanted to go and see what was happening? Now, many of us were just like Mary Magdalene, who got up before the sun even came up on this morning. And the question is, why do we do that? Do we get up to say, "Ooh, what's in my Easter basket? I can't wait to see what it is," or "I need to hurry up and get to the 7:30 mass because 9 and 11 o'clock are going to be packed." Or did we roll out of bed this morning and say, "Jesus is risen from the dead. I can't wait to worship and praise our God because he has defeated sin and death. He has said there is no sin, there is no pain that is ever going to weigh you down anymore because I'm here. Our Lord is kind and merciful and loving, and he rose from the dead to conquer forever sin." That's what this day is about. It's not about the Easter bunny. It's not about chocolate. It's not about no school tomorrow. It's about Jesus conquering sin and death. About him saying to us, no matter what happens in life, I'm here for you. That means the invitation is for us. Our Lord is calling to us. He's inviting us to a deeper love. He's inviting us to contemplate more fully the mystery of his love. He says, "Come to me, everyone. All who are burdened by life, all who are pained by sin, come to me." The question is, how are we going to respond? How do we respond to that invitation? Do we roll out of bed and like, "All right, I'll get there when I want. I'll come in to help you out, Lord, occasionally." Or are we going to get out of bed every day and say, "Our Lord has risen from the dead. Our Lord has destroyed sin and death forever, and he loves us more than we can ever imagine. And I'm going to spend my whole life getting to know him, loving him, serving him, and then sharing that love with the people in the world." Because that's what it means to be people of the resurrection. That's what it means to be people of faith. To take the love of Jesus that's in our hearts and share it with the world. To share it with all of humanity, so that they too may know the love that we know on this very special, this very sacred, this very holy day. Let us not be afraid to change. Let us not be afraid to open up our hearts. Let us not be afraid to come to the God of love, who destroyed sin and death for our sake, who humbled himself, took the cross, suffered, died, spent 3 days in the tomb to conquer that, to raise up, and to invite us to a deeper love, to a deeper life, to a deeper understanding of his love. May the Spirit of the Lord's love that we receive this day, may his resurrection change us, transform us, bring us closer to him. So that whenever we're afraid, whenever we're lost, whenever we're abandoned, whenever we feel sin and pain, we have the courage to come to him, to run to him, to leave everything that we know and that we don't want, to leave all that beside us, to drop it behind so we can run to the Lord who transforms us and who loves us and who will always be there for us. My brothers and sisters, as we celebrate the sacred mysteries of our faith today, we leave beside all of those things that our Lord died for, all of our sin, all of our pain, all of our suffering, and say, "Lord, we need your help. We can't do it without you." And let us say to him, "Lord, thank you so much for conquering sin. Thank you so much for conquering death, so that we can always be reminded of your great promise, of your great love, of your great compassion in our lives.